Thomas's mouth ticked at the corner, but that was all the reaction he gave her. Go away, Madeline. Last warning. Two members of the oldest bloodlines in Wraith murdering each other, Madeline said, sneering. The White King could not tolerate such a divisive act, and you know it. She turned away from Thomas and walked toward Justine. You're bluffing, she said over her shoulder. Besides, we haven't heard from our little pink rose yet. Her voice sank to a throaty purr, and Justine quivered in place, seemingly unable to move as Madeline approached. Pretty Justine, Madeline put a hand on Justine's shoulder and slid a single fingertip down the slope of one breast. I don't generally enjoy does as much as some, darling, but even I find the thought of taking you delicious. You can't touch me, Justine stammered. She was breathing faster. Not yet, Madeline said. But there's not enough will left in your pretty little head to control yourself for long. Madeline stepped closer, sliding her hand along Justine's waist. Some night, perhaps I'll come to you with some beautiful young buck and whisper pretty things to you until you're mad to be taken. And after he has made use of you, little doe, I'll take you in one big bite. She licked her lips. I'll take you whole and make you scream how much you love it as it happened. Thomas broke a chair over Madeline's head. It was particularly impressive, given that all the chairs on the balcony were made of metal. It happened fast, during an eye blink. One instant he was standing beside me, tightening with anger, and the next there were popped rivets zinging everywhere, and Madeline had been crushed to the floor of the balcony. The air went cold. Thomas dropped the ruined chair. Madeline bounced up from the floor and threw a blow at Thomas's jaw. He hunched and twisted, a boxer's defense, and took it on the shoulder with a grunt of pain. Then he seized her ankle and slammed her in a half circle, smashing a 36-24-36 dent into the drywall. Madeline cried out, and her limbs went loose. Thomas swung her in another arc that brought her crashing down onto the low coffee table between the couches. She lay there and let out a single choked gasp, her eyes unfocused. Without pausing, my brother snatched both chopsticks from Justine's hair, letting the white silver locks tumble down her back. Then, in two sharp, swift motions, he slammed the chopsticks through Madeline's wrists and into the table beneath them, pinning her like a butterfly to a card. You're right, of course, he snarled. Lara couldn't ignore one member of the family murdering another. It would make the king look weak. His hand closed over Madeline's face, and he pulled her head up toward his, making her arms strain at a painful angle. I was bluffing,